It's quite a remarkable experience to be in the middle of this right now, because we currently have two leaders, the leader of the Greek Cypriot part, Mr. Nikos Thanasiadis, and the leader of the Turkish Cypriot part, Mr. Mustafa Kinci, who have developed a very positive tone between themselves. And they have moved from a traditional approach of defending historically entrenched positions and moved into what I will call genuine problem-solving mode. It means that the problem is there to be taken away. A problem is not any longer there just to confirm disagreements.
There seem to be also new initiatives being adopted in these talks. Can you give us a few?
Yes, of course. The talks are principally about finding the modalities of a united Cyprus, a federal united Cyprus, bicommunal, bizonal, respecting the political equality of the Greek Cypriot and the Turkish Cypriot part, but also as a modern democratic constitution in Europe in 2015. And that's the principal purpose of the talks. But in the margins of the talks, they're also solving current day issues. Through confidence-building measures. They're opening new crossings to make it easier to go from one side of the island to the other. They are working on interconnecting their electricity grids, and they're also working on something that is very important for many Cypriots, to have telephone interconnectivity, which basically means that you can bring your cell phone to the other side of the island and it will still work. That works everywhere else on the planet. It hasn't worked in Cyprus, but now it will. So these measures are early signs that this is for real.
Are regional factors weighing in, bringing vigor or impetus to the talks?
Yes, indeed, because as we know, Cyprus is a European country, but geographically in the Middle East, it's very close to the Levant. And it means that it's in a region that is geopolitically highly unstable. It's close to Syria, it's close to Lebanon, it's close to Israel and Egypt, and of course to Turkey. This geopolitical drama that we're seeing these days in the Middle East have in many ways helped us in our work to try to convince the Cypriots that this is a particularly bad moment to continue a non-solution. It's a good moment to actually move forward and reunify the country, both for the Cypriots themselves, but it could also be, albeit a small but still a positive sign, that it is possible to overcome historic differences. It is possible to come together in the world where too many things are breaking apart.
How would you describe the atmosphere in Cyprus right now? What kinds of initiatives are you seeing from the grassroots in support of a solution?
There's quite a lot of that, because for many, many years there have been many Cypriots, Turkish Cypriots and Greek Cypriots, who have wanted a solution, have been, you know, desiring a solution, but also felt that they had been let down so many times. What I'm seeing now is that these people are again starting to believe that a solution can be found, and I encourage them to step up to the plate and do their job, because we have leaders now who are doing the job as they should.
What are the potential benefits of finding a solution in Cyprus?
There are many benefits. First, a country that was originally one country, politically united, will be reunited, although under a new political framework, a modern democratic federal constitution. It also means that the Cypriots can really experience and reap the benefits of being a rich culture with a number of impulses from different parts together. Economically, I think that the benefits of making two economies into one and to live in peace with itself but also with its neighbors will provide significant opportunities for new prosperity and economic growth, which can be shared by both sides of the island.
Could you give us some insight into the next stages of the Cyprus talks going forward?
We have agreed to divide the issues into six main chapters, and we're moving forward in all of them. But of course, eventually we will have to start actually writing a new constitution. What we are doing now is to agree on the broader parameters, but that's a lot of work. We also have to deal with the issue of compliance with EU standards, because Cyprus will be an EU member. How do we prepare the institutions of the north, which have been so far outside of EU acquis, how we prepare them? That's something we'll be working a lot on in the months to come. And also, how do we deal with the international dimensions of the Cyprus issue, which pertains to the foreign military presence and the so-called Treaty of Guarantees from 1960, which gives Turkey, Greece and the UK a certain right to involve themselves in constitutional affairs in Cyprus. How do we deal with that issue in the final settlement?